Hello and welcome to Talking Flutes Bite Size this week. I'm Jean-Paul Wright. This week I'd like to talk about self-worth, our self-worth, and look at a journey beyond our own external measures. You see, as performing musicians, the pursuit of excellence really is ingrained in our very essence. The relentless drive to improve, our ceaseless study, and our desire for validation from others can really create a challenging landscape for our self-worth. So in this brief pod, I'd like to explore the pressures that we face in our quest for improvement, the impact of external measures on our self-worth, and also try and provide some practical exercises to help us discover and appreciate our intrinsic value. Flute players and musicians are no strangers to the relentless pursuit of perfection. The demands of our craft require continuous study, continuous practice, and an unwavering commitment to improvement. However, this pursuit can sometimes morph into an elusive quest for an unattainable ideal, this dream. The desire to meet external standards or to be measured against others can lead to a distorted sense of self-worth. External pressures, whether from teachers, peers, or even the industry, can create an environment where self-worth becomes intertwined with achievement. The constant need for validation, for applause or recognition, can overshadow the intrinsic joy of making music. And as flute players and as musicians, it's essential to recognize that our worth extends beyond the applause or criticism we may receive from others. The external measures by which we are often judged can range from the technical prowess displayed in a performance to the number of engagements secured or even accolades received. And while these benchmarks can provide valuable feedback and milestones for growth, relying solely on external validation poses the risk of neglecting one's internal compass of self-worth. So consider a scenario where a musician receives praise for a flawless performance. Now that's a perceived flawless performance as determined by external people or external examiners. While external validation is gratifying, if the musician's sense of self-worth hinges solely on external approval, they become vulnerable to the inevitable fluctuations in external opinions. So a negative review or a suboptimal performance in their eyes can then become a crushing blow to their self-esteem. To foster a healthier relationship with our self-worth, we need to engage in practical exercises that encourage self-reflection, self-compassion, and an appreciation for our unique artistic journey. So let's look for a moment at self-reflection. See, it's important, and I believe it's important anyway, to allocate time regularly to journal your thoughts and feelings about your musical journey of that day, that week, or that month. Reflect on your achievements, your challenges, and the progress you've made. Instead of focusing solely on external markers of success, delve into the personal growth you've experienced and the joy you derive from the process of making music. You see, this exercise helps shift the focus from external validation to an internal acknowledgement of your artistic evolution. Set intrinsic goals, and while external goals, such as winning a competition or securing a prestigious performance opportunity, are valuable, balance them with intrinsic goals that align with your personal artistic aspirations. Define goals that emphasize the joy of playing, the exploration of new repertoire, or the deepening of your emotional connection to the music. Intrinsic goals shift the narrative from external validation to a self-directed journey of fulfillment. And one that I think is vitally important to each and every one of us is allow yourself to embrace imperfection as an integral part of the artistic process. Performances will not always be flawless, and the word flawless can be defined by each and every one of us as a different construct, and that's perfectly okay. But instead of viewing mistakes as failures, see them as opportunities for growth. By embracing imperfection, you free yourself from the shackles of unattainable perfection and create space, a lot more space, for a more compassionate and realistic assessment of your abilities. Seeking feedback, and we really have to be quite careful when we seek feedback, but while seeking feedback is crucial for growth, approach it with discernment. Filter constructive criticism from destructive negativity. And remember that feedback is a tool for improvement, not, and I emphasize, not a measure of your self-worth. Try to develop a mindset that views feedback as a valuable input rather than a verdict on your talent or dedication. For those that have been listening to these podcasts for many, many years, you know that mindfulness and self-compassion practice is a favourite of mine. So incorporate mindfulness and self-compassion practices into your daily routine. Mindfulness, as we know, helps cultivate awareness of your thoughts and emotions, allowing you to observe them without judgment. And I will repeat that, without judgment. Self-compassion involves treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a close friend facing challenges. These practices create a foundation of emotional resilience, enabling you to navigate the highs and the lows of the musical journey with greater equanimity. So, in the grand orchestration of our musical life, the pursuit of external validation is but one instrument. To truly appreciate the symphony of our existence, we must recognize the nuanced melodies of our intrinsic value. As performing musicians, our self-worth is not solely defined by external measures, but is woven into the very fabric of our love for the art, our dedication to growth, and our unique contributions to the world of music. And yes, each and every one of us, no matter what our standard or ability, have a unique contribution to the world of music. By engaging in exercise that encourages self-reflection, sets intrinsic goals, and embraces imperfection, approaches feedback with discernment, and cultivates mindfulness and self-compassion, we can embark on a journey of beautiful self-discovery. And then, as the notes of self-worth resonate from within, the external measures become harmonious echoes rather than defining chords. May every musician find solace in the understanding that their value extends far beyond the applause or criticism, creating a melody that resonates with authenticity and fulfillment. So thank you for joining me this week on this Talking Flutes Bite Size. Next week, I have a wonderful podcast with the phenomenal American sax player and musician, Dr. Steve Cole. As flute players, we are often guilty of listening mostly to what we know best, which is flutes. And yet what Steve imparts about the importance of finding our own voice and also understanding that our role as flute players is to make somebody feel special is enlightening to every flute player and musician out there. So until next week, may you have a fabulously creative few days ahead. And let me try this one. And may your low C to C sharp trill. Now that's an interesting one, isn't it? Low C to C sharp trill. Yes, that one. May that be lovely and smooth. Because mine never is. Goodbye. Talking Flutes and Talking Flutes Extra are podcast productions by the Trevor James Flute Company. For more information, visit trevorjamesflutes.com.